Friends, what matters is not the weight of the crosses that we carry. What matters is who carries them with us. Interesting story about that quote. On Thursday night, I was thinking right before I went to bed, I should probably look at the readings for this upcoming Sunday. So I read this gospel, and then I think I went right to sleep. And I woke up on Friday morning with that quote on my lips. Now, this had to be some kind of divine inspiration because my dreams are generally very violent. And my dreams are all over the place. And I know dreams are supposed to reveal the subconscious, so I don't know what that says about me as a person. The other thing I don't know is if I had read that quote before I went to bed online and just plagiarized it in my dreams. It's as if I need to submit my dreams to Turnitin.com. Right, do professors still do this? Turnitin.com? All right. I have to submit my dreams to Turnitin.com. So if that quote is from someone, let me know so I can give them credit. But that's what came to me when I woke up Friday morning. What matters is not the weight of the crosses you carry, but who carries them with you. See, Jesus in our gospel today says that you cannot be his disciple unless you carry your cross. And we all have them. We all have burdens, crosses, and sufferings. We all have them. It's an inevitable part of human life. And Jesus, the one who first carried his cross, which is why he can say this with authority, right? Is he carried his cross with grace. And therefore, he calls us to carry our crosses with grace. One of the most humbling things about being a priest, most amazing things, is people giving you access to their crosses. It's humbling. And a lot of times when people dump their crosses on me, I think to myself, I couldn't carry that. I couldn't do what they're doing. Right? And some crosses are visible. Right? So those with physical disabilities, right? There the burden and the suffering is visible. But a lot of our crosses are invisible. And the amount of courage it takes to deal with grace with our crosses and then to continue to be faithful to the Lord, to continue to be responsible to the tasks and commitments that we have taken on is something that just continues to boggle my mind with people. And it's one of the great and humbling things about being a priest. Is people giving you their crosses, giving you insight into the vulnerabilities and sufferings of their life, where they're broken. To hear the crosses of broken families. To hear the crosses of marriages that are on the brink of falling apart. To hear the crosses of financial insecurity and not knowing how you're going to live to your next paycheck. The crosses of taking care of an aging parent and putting your career and all of your responsibilities on hold to care for someone in your family. The crosses of dealing for a child that is particularly difficult. The crosses of a job that is utterly unfulfilling to you, and yet you have to get up every day and go to provide for your family. The crosses for our students of rejection and peer pressure. The students of not knowing where to go with their life in terms of their career. Everybody has crosses. Jesus is here to tell us today, as he beautifully says in the gospel, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That we are not meant to carry the crosses and burdens of, and sufferings of our life alone. We're meant to carry them with others, and most especially we're supposed to let Jesus shoulder some of the burden. And so I think there are three pitfalls that we fall into as human beings with regard to our crosses. The first is complaining. All three of these sort of let us off the hook to some extent with carrying our cross as well. The first is excessive complaining. Now that's a difference than like appropriate venting. Right? Sometimes we have to vent to trusted friends about a situation, right? But excessive complaining has a different motive. Excessive complaining wants a pity party. Excessive complaining wants you to say, oh my gosh, their life is horrible. Their sufferings are worse than mine. And often lets us off the hook from dealing with our crosses with grace. The second pitfall is comparing our crosses to others. So we think, hey, this person, I have it much worse than this person. My sufferings, physical, mental, financial, they're much harder than this person. And so I'm sort of entitled, right, to certain things because I'm carrying a heavier burden. Lets us off the hook in carrying our cross well. The third pitfall is despair, that our sufferings take us to such a dark place that we think there is actually no light at the end of our sufferings. I wanted to suggest that three figures and Jesus' encounter with three figures on his way of the cross are the antidote to those three pitfalls. So Jesus walked the way of the cross. We call it the Via Dolorosa, the way of sorrow, the way of suffering. And beautifully, in this church, if you're not familiar, the stations of the cross are engraved on the tiles on the floor, beginning with station one back here by this door. And so in a really beautiful metaphor in this church, you actually walk the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering, with Jesus. But there's three people, encounters he has on that way, that I think are antidotes to those three pitfalls. The first is Simon of Cyrene, who is commissioned from the crowd to come and help Jesus carry the cross when he's struggling. Simon offers us the antidote by teaching us the antidote to complaining is to letting people have access to our vulnerabilities. Right? Imagine if Jesus was prideful and stubborn there, which we probably would be. No, I don't need his help. I can deal with this myself. Right? I'm self-reliant. I have the strength. I can carry the cross for myself. Don't bring someone in to help me. But it's precisely because Jesus allows Simon to enter into his suffering in his lack of strength. That's the antidote to complaining. When we let other people into our suffering, we opt out of the game of complaining. We opt out of the game of sort of excessively wanting other people to have a pity party for us. Because someone has truly entered in solidarity to the suffering and the vulnerabilities and the particular burdens that we carry. We have to let other people help us carry our crosses. The antidote to comparing our crosses to others is the women of Jerusalem that Jesus meets on the Via Dolorosa. You remember the story? There's women that are crying for Jesus and all the pain and suffering he's going through. And Jesus immediately turns it back to them. And he says, don't cry for me. You have your own problems. You have your own burdens to carry. That's an antidote to comparing our crosses to others. Because when we truly enter into other people's suffering, when we see that their suffering is unique to them and different than ours, but equally a suffering and equally a trial, again, we opt out of the game of comparing my suffering to yours. When the heart meets the heart in suffering, you no longer compare sufferings. You opt out of the game when the heart truly encounters the vulnerabilities and the sufferings of another. So the women of Jerusalem help us. Jesus' response to the women of Jerusalem, help us to not resort to comparing our crosses to others. And finally, Jesus on the cross, about to die, caring about his mother's concerns. Jesus, about to die, is very concerned with who's going to take care of his mom after he's gone. And so, of course, he entrusts his mother's care to John. When we're tempted to despair and feel overwhelmed in the midst of our suffering, the greatest antidote is to focus on the needs of other people, to invest ourselves in caring for others. Like, haven't you been inspired by people like that in your life? I've been so privileged to meet so many people that are dying of cancer, and they could care less about themselves. All they keep asking about is how their grandkids are doing. All they keep asking about is how everyone else is doing and how everyone else is going to be okay. It's amazing when people are in the midst of terrible burdens themselves and are so other-centered. That's an incredible way of carrying the cross. There would be, I'm sure, plenty of examples here today of this. I mentioned at the 4:30 last night, I think I kind of embarrassed them, but if you know Jim and Louise Hanahan, Jim lost his eyesight a number of years ago. And I mentioned him because if you ever talk to Jim, it's never about him. It's never about the burden he carries by not being able to see. It's always about me. He always shifts it to me. He's like, great homily tonight, Father. And I should have mentioned, and I didn't. And I should have, and I told her after, I should have mentioned Louise. because Louise has been helping him to carry that cross. But they carry their cross, that particular burden, with incredible grace. And I've been privileged, and I bet you have, to know so many people in your life who, amidst terrible suffering and terrible crosses, are so other-focused in their disposition to others. They don't let their burden bring everyone else down. And Jesus on the cross showed that by being more concerned with his mother's future than his impending death. That's the answer to despair, to invest ourselves in lifting other people up. Friends, today all of us have crosses. They're in some ways unique to us. No one else can fully enter into the burdens that we carry, but we can enter into solidarity heart to heart. Because we are not meant to carry the burdens and sorrows and difficulties of this life alone. We can't. We are meant to carry them with others. We're meant to give people access to our hearts, not to put up a wall, to always show strength. We're meant to give people access to our vulnerabilities so they can walk with us. And ultimately, we're called to let the one who first walked the way of the cross with grace perfectly to carry that cross with us. So friends, what matters is not the weight of the crosses that we carry. What matters is who carries them with us. Let's let this community of faith, our friends, let's give people access to carry crosses, our crosses with us. And most especially, let's let the one who died on the cross for us shoulder the burden.